And it is John Gibbons now reacting to the news that Andoni Iraola, I'm going to have to pronounce that right. So with Sid Lowe, Spanish football expert. I've said it 17 different times today. Sid, first question, help me out here. How am I saying it?
Iraola. Oh. The thing to remember in Spanish, with very, very few exceptions, every letter is pronounced. So it is Iraola.
I mean, that's a good way to remember it, actually. I think that will help me. Iraola. Okay. How highly do you rate him?
Well, I think he's brilliant. I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited.
I mean, why are you so excited? You came alive then.
I'm excited because, I mean, look, obviously, up to a point, I suppose there's a limit to how much I can tell you that you don't already know, because you would have watched him with Bournemouth. But if I tell you from the perspective of someone who watched him at Rayo Vallecano, and of course we've seen Rayo be very good this year as well, with his assistant manager, his former assistant manager, Inigo Perez. The thing that makes me excited is, well, at the risk of repeating myself, the excitement, the way that he plays, the fact that he would go for people, the fact that he'll want both sides of the pitch to have not just wingers, but the fullbacks joining them, that he'll want to be quite direct, that he'll want... The main thing I think to say with Iraola, certainly taken from the experience of watching him at Rayo Vallecano, was the idea that what he wanted was things to happen. And if that took the risk or ran the risk of things happening against him as well, then fine. He was all for that. I remember in a press conference after a game at Rayo Vallecano once where I basically said to him, look, I've been watching your team play, obviously, and you know, I can't remember what the preamble was, but essentially it was me saying, look, is it best to define you as kind of organized chaos? Because that was the way his team played. You know, lots of stuff happening, lots of things going on, players all over the pitch, quite direct, very much in your face, very front-footed. And his response, which I really liked, was to say, yes, but if I have to choose between those two elements, organisation and chaos, I choose the chaos over the organisation.